it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
To the Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar, live from Twin Peaks. Unless John's giving me a bogus weather forecast, I got this guy, Dr. Michael Lacer, wrote, I'm 5 minutes from the stadium. It may have rained there, but not enough to even make a difference in anything. I'm sure it'll be okay. I mean, no offense, Doc. First of all, we're not talking about it raining today or yesterday. We're talking about whether it's going to be pouring during the game, all right? Whether the rain and wind are going to impact the game. And I don't see anything in your tweet, no offense, about the weather forecast. Now, John over here is reading from a weather report. From the Weather Channel. He's telling me that it's going to pour. So, you know, I mean, are they lying? I don't know.
That's the one thing with weather 48 hours out. No one really knows. Especially when you're predicting a hurricane.
They're saying like 100% chance of rain.
It's like 80% is the highest that it's going right now, and that's changed from when I looked at an hour ago for you. So it's as they get closer, it's constantly changing. So right now it's calling for rain, but we'll see what happens come Saturday.
Oscar asked Michelle, "What is Walt saying? It'll be closer than the experts say." Well, first of all, Oscar, Walt is the expert, so there's that. And secondly, dry field, normal conditions, Clemson beats A&M easily. Easily. I give out Clemson to cover the spread. They cover the spread, win by 21 points or more, you know, in a non-competitive game. A game that they're just too talented. But sloppy, terrible, pouring weather changes everything. Means the game's lower scoring. Clemson doesn't cover the spread. Has to win a different type of game. So that's just to clear up. That's what I'm saying. You can get in if you want. 654-7627. Let's go to the Northland Communication phone lines and get Patrick and James in here. Patrick, how are you?
Pretty good, Walt. Long time no talk.
Welcome back, Patrick.
Hey, so I just want to talk about the game. I didn't know if you had talked about the weather or anything. First thing is, you know, we're flying out tomorrow to go. And, you know, if it's going to pour down rain, I think that all the people that want to see Trevor Lawrence are probably going to be severely disappointed. You know, if it pours down rain, I think you're going to see a heavy dose of Kelly Bryant, the run game. You know, and I told somebody the other day, just for the year anyway, and even in this game, I think Amari Rodgers is going to be the guy that really shows out this year. He's probably going to be, to me, I think he's the guy that's going to be a difference maker Saturday if it really pours. He looks like he's, you know, physically matured. Looks like he stepped up and grabbed another gear in that speed, too.
Well, that reminds me of something, and I'm glad you mentioned him, because obviously he had a lot of success in game one on special teams in the return game, but, you know, part of that is when you have superior athletes, you should always dominate in the return game. But having said that, I want to point out one thing. In sloppy field conditions, the player who has the biggest advantage on the entire field is the return guy. In sloppy conditions, he, more than any other player in the game, has the biggest advantage. Now, again, it comes down to how individuals handle it. But the reason is because he's in open field and everybody else has to react to his movement. He knows where he's going to go. He chooses a path and everybody else has to try and readjust their path to bring him down. So anytime you have sloppy field conditions, beware of big returns because that can happen.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. Also, just want to get your opinion on how you feel about, you know, him for the whole year. You know, if you think he's going to be I think he's going to be a bigger, faster version. You know, Tavis Scott, you know, being able to take that jet sweep, maybe some end around, and get your opinion on if this game here maybe even separates Kelly and Trevor a little more because I think we're going to see Kelly more than we're going to see Trevor. I'll take your comments off
there. Thank you, Patrick. I appreciate it. Yeah, look, I agree with you. I mean, I think that I think Rodgers is a thick version of Artavis Scott. He has the same type of ticker. You know, same type of kid. Just seems to live to compete. You know, what you're going to get with him is going to be consistently good. Other guys, you know, the meter might go up and down some. You know, even on T. Higgins, you know, he may have great moments of sheer greatness and maybe moments of a bit of disappointment. But I think with a guy like Rodgers, you're pretty much going to get his best all the time. And so I would agree with that. And in terms of how this game will impact the rest of the year at the quarterback position, I'm not sure it will. Look, going in, my belief was that Kelly Bryant would take 60% of the snaps. I don't know whether weather would change that or not. I don't know. It might. I think game circumstances are still going to dictate. They have a pre-programmed plan, a prescribed plan for how much they're going to play Trevor Lawrence in every game, and that's substantial. But I still think that the individual games may dictate change in the plan. It happens a lot. It happens a lot. And sometimes coaches aren't even fully cognizant of it because they're so immersed in the game that regarding individual players and play counts. James, how are you?
Hey, good. Well, how you doing?
Good, James. Appreciate you getting in.
Hey, right on. I love the show. I love your analysis.
Thank you, James.
If you were the commissioner of the NFL, I'd be watching it again. But I don't know if you want to take a pay cut and take that job.
Yeah. That guy's
making my question real quick,
$40 million a year.
I don't get to hear your picks every week. Do you post them anywhere?
I do. I put them on Twitter every weekend.
Twitter?
Yeah.
Okay. Right on.
So follow me there.
On Twitter.
At Deptula is
Rage.
I'll do it. Thank you, James.
Got it. Awesome. Thanks,
appreciate
buddy.
It. Thanks for kind words. You want to get in, actually, now would be a good time, 654-7627, 654-7627. Big Bad Bob has sent me a weather forecast that says precipitation 62%. Clouds and breaks of sun, showers and a thunderstorm, humid. All right, that's considerably different than the one that John is reading me. So, who knows? Yeah, this is why you can't trust these weather people. And according to this, what Bob has posted, it says the wind 6 miles an hour with gusts of 9. So the wind wouldn't be a factor either if that's the case. I don't know.
I prefer what Bob said than what I'm reading.
It doesn't seem to be wholly in line with the weather forecast that my guy John is suggesting.
I'm no meteorologist. If someone out there knows the weather better than I do, I will happily take it.
Yeah. Bob says, don't worry. Clemson coaches have all weather plans. Go Tigers. Now, listen, Clemson coaches are great, but they're not God, all right? And
the weather impacts everybody. Again, go witness the Clemson-Notre Dame game a few years ago. The weather impacted the game. It just did. It's inevitable. So, you know, we'll see. I mean, I actually think that right now the weather's the biggest story of this game, because I don't see A&M being able to compete with Clemson without weather intervention. I don't see it. I think it's not going to happen. By the way, Major League Baseball, the Braves and the Phillies both just stinking up the joint. You know, you're coming down the stretch of a playoff run.
Right.
You know, you're trying to get to the playoffs. I mean, what are these teams doing? Especially, it's even worse for Philadelphia. Philadelphia was gifted a golden chance to cut it to two. All they had to do was beat the crappy Fish. And they couldn't do that after the Braves had lost in the afternoon. But both those teams playing like crap right now down the stretch. And I know the Braves fans will say, yeah, but, you know, while at least we're losing to better teams. Hey, look, newsflash. Those are going to be the teams you play in the playoffs should you get there. So, you know, look, you got to up your game. I mean, you got to pick things up a little bit, because right now it's not good. It's not good for either one of those teams. I mean, someone's going to win that division, presumably. But the Braves need a turnaround. I mean, the only good news for the Braves is, again, as the Braves have hit this slide, what have they lost, 7 of the last 11?
Something like that.
As the Braves have hit this slide, the only good news is that Philadelphia has actually been just as bad, if not worse. And so there's that. We'll see how it plays out. I mean, you know, right now, I would be overly – look, I don't think either of those teams are winning a playoff series.
No.
Let's say that right now. The winner of that division, I don't think is going to be around long in the playoffs. I don't think the Braves are ready for prime time, and I certainly don't think Philadelphia is ready for prime time. So, you know, I think that this second half of the year, I've been sort of under the working assumption that the Braves will win the division. I didn't pick them before the year. I picked Washington. But the second half of the year, that's been sort of my, at least the last 50 games, that's sort of been my working assumption. I still sort of think that, but it's not really about Atlanta. It's more about the crap fest that is Philadelphia. You know what I mean?
Crap fest is worse?
Yeah, I'm just not buying. Even as the Braves play poorly, I'm just not sure that Philadelphia can take advantage of it, and thus far it seems that they can't. All right, John, you had another NFL subject. You wanted to bring up your guy.
Yes, as a Steelers fan, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah.
And the entire city of Pittsburgh, including his teammates, seem to just be throwing him under the bus right now.
Well, I mean, that's the big news.
Yeah.
These guys are all in the same battles for contracts. Usually they stand shoulder to shoulder over economic issues. But now you have a clear divide in which his teammates are saying, cut the crap. And that's a really bad sign for Le'Veon Bell, because, you know, you don't see that often. You don't see teammates turning on guys over salary issues, because they may be the next one to hold out.
Right. Yeah. You see, you know, and maybe in these situations, you'll maybe have one player who will speak out and say something. But to have an entire offensive line individually and collectively all come out and have something to say. I mean, was it Ramon Foster that said, you know, it's we got to cut this crap. He's making 7 times more than I am. He's making double what Villanueva is making. You know, he's making more than everybody on the offensive line. And, you know, they got a game on Sunday. Granted, it's against Cleveland, so you know, you don't necessarily need them against Cleveland.
You struggled with Cleveland last year.
Yeah.
Weren't those two games close last year?
Off the top of my head, I believe so, even though usually the one in Week 17 I don't take a lot into consideration, because Ben hasn't played in that game in forever. Mm-hmm. It's been the Landry Jones Fest, and thankfully now he's gone. But I think it's very tough in Pittsburgh, and I think the longer this plays out, the more disgruntled his offensive line becomes and the other people in that locker room, the tougher it's going to be for him to come back in and contribute on that team. I wouldn't be surprised if what happens to him, kind of what the Panthers did to Josh Norman a couple years ago, where they get tired of it and say, fine.
Here's the thing. I'm not paying him. All right, no. I'll just tell you right now. I'm not paying him. I have seen plenty of negative signs that suggest to me there's an Albert Haynesworth factor with him, that if you pay him, this is a guy who could easily shut it down. I'm not interested in that. There are too many negative red flag warning signs about Le'Veon Bell for me to pay him. Plus, I just went through all this. You don't pay a guy. The running back position has been devalued. I know what Zeke Elliott did to Dallas. That he also did it behind a Hall of Fame offensive line. And then Pittsburgh's offensive line is good, too. But that offensive line means that other backs can be good. And I think Pittsburgh has some young backs. I think James Conner has ability. I'm not paying Le'Veon Bell. I'm just not doing it. I mean, I think that's exactly the wrong thing to do. That's exactly what we've just been talking about in a salary cap era and the way this thing is structured. You know, let me ask you this.
All right.
Who is Pittsburgh's foil? Who's the team in the AFC that Pittsburgh absolutely cannot beat and get by?
New England.
New England. When's the last time New England had a great running back?
Corey Dillon.
and that was at the end of his career, and I think you can debate whether Corey Dillon was great at that time.
I would say he
was serviceable at that time. So when's the last time in the Brady Belichick era, with all these Super Bowls and all these winning Super Bowls, when's the last time they had a great running back?
I can't think of one.
Never.
Can't think of one.
That's the answer. The answer is never. There hasn't been. There's been nothing like a great running back. So in other words, they don't view that position to be of importance enough to address it significantly. And so why, in a copycat world, why would you have one team that wins Super Bowls and a team, by the way, that you can't beat at all, that just absolutely owns you, why would you think it's a good idea to pay a running back that kind of money? The Patriots don't think so. You know, and they're not going to pay a guy that type of money. So I just think it's a foolish strategy. I would just let Le'Veon Bell, I'm not paying him. Let's put it that way. I'm not paying him. I'm not paying that guy. We just lost a couple of people. Allen in Greenville, you'll be first up when we get back. Let me tell you about George Coleman Ford. Cars cost less and travelers rest. That's a fact. You know, right now, I just did some new spots. They have some unbelievable deals right now at George Coleman Ford. You know, it seems like every week brings these new incredible specials. When I was there last, and this deal expired on the 4th, so you have to find out what the new ones are. But when I was there last, they had an F-150 4x4, $10,000 below sticker price, and 0% financing for 60 months. I mean, that's George Coleman Ford. There are never any dealer fees or service fees. That's a big deal. It's a big deal to me. I mean, again, I don't mind paying for something I want. You know, if a vehicle is $40,000 and I want it, I'll buy it. I'll be happy. But what I won't be happy with is if I look down in the fine print and I look down the bottom and I see you've tacked on $500 for dealer fees, for document fees. No. No, you can stuff the whole deal then. I'm not buying your vehicle. That's a deal breaker for me. There are never any dealer fees, any service fees, never at George Coleman Ford. You not only get prices that are the best in the industry, but they never give you any of that tack-on bull. It's George Coleman Ford, where cars cost less and travelers rest. Go see him today. Tell him I sent you. Allen in Greenville, you'll be up first. You can get in behind Allen if you want. 654-7627. Still a lot to get to on Road Rage. Maybe we'll hear from Jimbo Fisher again when we get back.
I'm Daniel Weber. I'm a fourth-generation Clemson graduate, and I'd like to talk with you about your insurance needs. I represent a State Farm in the heart of Clemson, and I welcome an opportunity to serve you. Like my father, my grandfather, and my great-grandfather, service to customers and pride in Clemson runs deep in our family. As you grow your family or look to make their lives more secure, call me at 722-9083. I'm State Farm agent Daniel Weber, and we're here to help life go right.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Swinney.
You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Welcome to
You've hit the trifecta with Moe's new Three Amigos tacos. Start with corn tortillas, then carnitas, chicken, and steak. We finish them with fresh ingredients because it's one, two, three times a taco with the new Three Amigos tacos.
Welcome to Moe's!
Take a bowl and fill it with rice, beans, and other fresh ingredients like handcrafted guac, pico, and your choice of carnitas, chicken, or steak. Grab a fork or two, and you've got yourself a bowl made just for you. Welcome to Moe's.
The Labor Day sale has been extended. The Mattress Outlet wants to celebrate by offering you savings. Our Labor Day mattress sale is extended through Saturday, September 8th. Stop by to see our special pricing and save on a brand new Beautyrest or Serta mattress and a free box spring included for full, queen, and king sizes. Sale now extended through Saturday, September 8th. The Labor Day sale at the Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located right off Highway 123, across from Chick-fil-A.
Have you ever had to travel out of the country only to find out at the last minute that the IRS has suspended your passport? Let the Green Law Firm deal with the IRS to restore your passport. It's this type of IRS interference and many others that David Green and his staff know how to properly approach and resolve on your behalf. Call the law firm that gives you peace of mind. Call the Green Law Firm at 271-7940 or online at greenlaw.legal.
Hey, sports fans. Football season is here, and it's time to get in on the action. MyBookie is the industry-leading sports action website that offers real Vegas odds on football, baseball, and all your favorite sporting events. You can take side, the total, or player props. MyBookie lets you play online and win big. Did the game kick off already? Don't sweat it. MyBookie has in-game live action on all major sporting events. Go to MyBookie to open an account and start winning. Use promo code CHAMPION when you sign up to be entered into their $1 million prize pool. Get into the action and visit MyBookie today. Call 844-866-2387. MyBookie. Call 844-866-2387. Or visit MyBookie and sign up today. No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only. Void where prohibited.
Why Crute LED? Our products make a difference. A difference in daily cost of operation with lower electric bills and less maintenance for a better lit parking lot, a more productive office, a safer workspace, and happy customers. Why Crute LED? Because we do all the paperwork to process your eligible Duke Energy rebates and credit them off your cost of installation up front. Why Crute LED? Innovation and experience that delivers the right products with easy installation using the latest technology. Call Crute LED today at 864-401-8156 and put us to work for you.
No one's better than Walt's Deaf Doula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Excuse me, I'm talking.
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
Walking through forests of hungry hearts, and scoff at the monkeys who live in that dark tent. Down by the water hole, drunk every Friday, eating their nuts, saving their raisins for Sunday. Lions and tigers who wait in the shadows, they're fast but they're lazy, and sleep in green meadows. Well, that's hunger in the jungle.
Walt Tip Tula Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar, live from Twin Peaks. We are back. Come on out and see us. By the way, this weekend, Saturday, for the South Carolina-Georgia game, Twin Peaks is giving away a Carolina jersey. You have to be here. And Sunday, for the Panthers-Cowboy game, they're giving away a Panthers jersey. You have to be here. It's 29-degree draft beer. It's beautiful women. It's unbelievable food. The food's the biggest shock of the whole deal. It's 80 high-definition monitors. It's the Falcons and the Eagles and the Eagles. And, of course, it's Road Rage at Twin Peaks. So come hang out with us this afternoon and this evening.
lots to get to. We have actually, Ramona, we need to get to our cuts too, but you know what? I have a lot of people asking, Ramona, I want to hear from Jimbo Fisher again. You know, obviously a big game coming up this weekend. Let's hear what Jimbo had to say about it.
Yeah, after getting back and evaluating the film and things in the last game, I'm very proud of our team in regard to first, you know, we got a victory, but more importantly, I would play very physical in the game. That would get great effort. We were far from perfect. There's a lot of mistakes in the game that we have to clean up, a lot of little things on all three phases, offense, defense, and special teams, that we have to make sure we're on the same page and just clean up the details and, you know, like I said, have great attention to them and all those things. Sometimes they don't always bite you, but they bite you when they bite you. I mean, just because you got bothered in one game don't mean you have to fix them. And those become problems when they really need to, don't need to become problems. You have to clean them up. Evaluate yourself, even though you had success in the game, to make sure that you're dotting I's, crossing T's, and trying to leave no stone unturned to give your opponent an advantage. And there's a lot of those things that we need to do in the game. But again, I thought we were physical. I thought we ran the football. I thought we stopped the run, which is very critical. Threw the ball with a lot of efficiency on third down, even in the red zone third down, which I think is very, very big area. Sometimes we get underlooked. I mean, we say, what's red zone? Is it third down, red zone conversions? Those are huge. It really change things. Defense, I thought was different. When they did move the ball down there, was different. Very well played well. Unfortunately, we gave up the one big play. Then we got to get cleaned up. We had 8 penalties in the game. Yeah, that's inexcusable. And 2 guys that we lost in the game that when no one feels worse than they do, we got to get that cleaned up. But 8 penalties, we asked too many to have in the game and playing the kind of competition we're going to be playing coming forward. And we got to clean those things up. But there's a lot to add up to the effort. All right. And it's all guys.
Yeah. You know, I'm not sure, but it'll bite you when it bites you.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that Jimbo Fisher just used every cliche ever conceived of.
Say.
I'm pretty sure he just used every cliche ever conceived of. You know, he speaks a little quickly, Ramon. Sometimes just it's hard to catch everything he says, you know. So, but I believe he just used every cliche that humanity has ever conceived of. And by the way, during the break, Ramona says, do you know they're remaking that hideous movie Predator? And I said, why? It was terrible the first time. And she said, yeah. And then what did you say, Ramona?
I said, how many times are they going to remake Spider-Man? I mean, they don't even wait a decade or so. I mean, they've remade that like every couple of years. That's the stupidest movie
ever. Yeah, Ramona says it's the dumbest, stupidest movie ever, and they remake it every 2 years.
They do. I mean, they don't have any,
she's not wrong.
You know, any creativity.
Well, you know, you can only be so creative with a guy in a spider suit who's jumping from building to building.
Just,
I mean, you know, can't be like Spider-Man in the Amazon.
It's not a superhero fan.
Yeah, it's, well, you know, V for Vendetta was great.
That's a good movie.
V for Vendetta was great. And no, you've already admitted that, so don't go back on it now.
I didn't say it was great.
Yes, you did.
No,
you admitted you didn't understand it the first time, and the second time you watched it, it was great.
I didn't say it was great. I said it was a good movie. You act like it's the best movie ever made.
Yeah, maybe it's just that you need to watch Spider-Man twice.
Oh, yeah, right.
To get it.
Yeah, I don't need a moral lesson when I watch a movie.
Yeah, okay. All right, whatever you say. You want to get in, 654-767. Let me get to Alan, first of all, here on the Northland Communication Phone Lines. Alan, how are you?
Hey, Walt. How about some decaf, Jim? Give Jimbo Phillips some decaf. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. You know, yeah. I actually think he sounds a little ill there to me. I mean, I think he...
Well, I wonder if he's coaching from the local Starbucks.
Yeah. I don't know. Sure. Maybe.
All right. Here we go. I'm a 79 graduate in school with Fuller and Dwight and took classes with a freshman with Benny Cunningham. So I was there at the Woody Hayes incident. He asked about you at the Gator Bowl, wanted to know you were doing.
Yeah.
And so I got to talk about the offense for a moment, and I want to ask you this dual quarterback question, if that's okay.
All right. Yeah.
I think what became interesting was, first of all, I'm married to an Aggie, so please be nice to me because that'll have an effect on how my weekend goes, okay? But here's the issue. I think what Dabo has done and what's really been an interesting trend in the college game is a dual threat quarterback. And the fact that if I can make you one-dimensional, it makes it easier for my defense if it's all possible.
Yeah.
And I think Deshaun was about as close, and Tyus was there, and Deshaun was there, where you didn't know if they can beat you in the arm, they can beat you with their legs. And I think that's really key to why our offense, why we're a tough team to stop from scoring, but we also have the defense to go with it. And I think that's where we are. So I wanted to talk to you about that. I remember a couple of years ago, and I can't remember which quarterback it was, he was injured. Do you remember the game? It was about 2 or 3 years ago, and he literally shouldn't have been on the field. You remember that?
I'm not sure. You're talking about at Clemson?
Yeah. I mean, it was really where Dabo had a tendency that the stable wasn't as thick as it is now, and you had a quarterback, and then I can't remember if it was Irvin Tice.
You're talking about Kyle Parker?
I don't think I'm going back that far. I thought it was about 3 or 4 years ago we were in a game, and I can't remember who was against. The poor kid was just getting the tar beat out of him. And he really was almost too injured to be on the field. And that's when we didn't have the stable of quarterbacks. And what I was going to say to you is one of the reasons I like the dual quarterback, I understand how it can be inconsistent to the line as far as maybe barking out your signals or what you're going to do is tell them what you're going to change the play. But I think you're always one injury away. And I think we've seen enough of that. Teams getting through the season had less injuries. And I think having both quarterbacks good to go up to the speed of the game, I think really is actually not that it should affect your offense, but I think it's a good thing because you're only one injury away from having that kid out of the game. Do you not agree?
Well, look, I think there's something to that. And, you know, and look, the guy who basically invented dual threat quarterbacks in college football, Bill Snyder at Kansas State, is playing two quarterbacks right now. He's also playing two quarterbacks. So, you know, I think the question is, does the benefit outweigh the potential negatives? And I think the truth about that, Alan, is we don't know yet. I mean, I think we're going to find that out starting this weekend. You know, whether causing teams to have to prepare for the different skill sets of these two guys is worth the potential issues that you can confront. I think we know yet. I mean, it's sort of new ground. We haven't seen much of this in college football. We've seen teams play two quarterbacks, but generally they were two quarterbacks with distinctly different skill sets, and the second guy was used as a bit player, as a role player, short yardage, that type of thing.
Right.
The bulldozer or belldozer at Oklahoma, or Tebow when he was playing with Chris Leak in year one down in Florida. Those type of things, but we have seldom seen this, what actually looks like a two-quarterback system. But it may be, look, this Dabo Sweeney has said to me, and he said it in public as well, is that they don't view the quarterback position as different than these other positions. If we can play multiple guys at these other positions, then why can't we do it at quarterback? And, you know, who's to say they can't?
Well, Walt, you know, if it's me, I'm probably going to say I'm going to make Kelly Bryant beat me with his he's going to be a runner. I'm going to make him beat me with his arm. If Trevor Lawrence is there, I'm going to try and say, guys, make him beat us with his legs. Now, I should say that I don't want to bring the four-letter word into this, but ESPN got a great article today, and it talks about, I mean, get this wrong, please be nice to me as a rookie here, but in the last 10 years, I think it is, three teams have made it to the national championship using more than one quarterback.
Yeah. You know, I think that may be a little bit misleading. You know, and I don't think that any were exactly like this. I mean, Ohio State obviously played multiple quarterbacks, and they sort of went with the hot guy as well, and they wound up being led by Cardale Jones. This situation to me is a little different than anything we've seen, but it doesn't mean it can't work. I mean, look, we're going to find out together whether it works or not, and listen, it does allow you to play a hot hand. It does allow you to keep both guys involved. It does force additional preparation by your opponents. But I think the one thing you have to worry about is killing your own flow. I mean, and this is a first-second guy issue as opposed to a Bryant-Lawrence issue. So the way the order is now, it's Bryant-Lawrence. So let's say Kelly Bryant is playing well, all right? And you have control of a football game. Let's say it's at A&M in front of 110,000 people. You've taken the crowd out of the game. You're up 14-0. Everything is going your way. Then you make your quarterback substitution. On the first play, Trevor Lawrence new to the game, different cadence, different feel from the center, whatever. He fumbles on the first play. And now Texas A&M punches that in. Now it's 14-7. The crowd is roaring again, right back in the game.
Right.
And now you got to go win the game again. So there are these type of possibilities, because the guy who's coming into the game second is coming in cold too, even if he's warmed up. So, you know, we're all going to find out together, Alan. I don't know what the answer is. I think the answer is that Clemson – I think one answer might be that Clemson may be good enough that it doesn't matter, that it would have worked either way.
Turn it over to the defense.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Thanks,
right.
Taking the call.
That's a good job, Alan. Yeah, I mean, I think that's conceivable, John. I think it's conceivable that the ultimate answer is that Kelly Bryant could win that Clemson could win the national title just playing Kelly Bryant.
Mm-hmm.
That Clemson might be able to win a national title just playing Trevor Lawrence, and that Clemson could win the national title playing both of them and keeping everybody happy.
Right.
And, you know, it may just be that the team's good enough that it doesn't matter. I mean, it may be that case. Although I think the competition is stiffer this year in some ways. Because, look, I'm not saying this just because I put these teams 1-4, but my 1-4 before the year, my official 1-4, Clemson 1, Ohio State 2, Bama 3, Oklahoma 4. The season's just begun. How have those four teams looked out of the gate?
Like the top four teams in the country.
Right, they look like the top four teams, and they all look incredible.
Yep.
They all look incredible. And so, you know, this is going to be a very interesting season. Clemson, Dad, I know you're hanging on yesterday. I'll get to you as soon as we come back. Before we go to break, let me tell you about Krispy Kreme. Hey, Ramona, what's back at Krispy Kreme?
The pumpkin spice stuff.
The pumpkin spice donuts. Back at Krispy Kreme.
And the drinks.
Oh, and the pumpkin spice drinks. That's right. It's all back at Krispy Kreme right now. Look, that's why it's your favorite time of year. I'm like a Mr. Pumpkin. You know, like you give me like a pumpkin pie. I mean, I don't think this is just me. Can you eat like a whole pumpkin pie, John?
I don't know, a whole one, but I could put some work down on a pumpkin pie.
It's light. It's like airy. Pumpkin pie is like light, airy.
This is true.
To be eaten whole.
One for everyone.
At Krispy Kreme, they have pumpkin spice donut and pumpkin spice drinks and pumpkin spice latte. And, I mean, are you kidding me? Anderson Spartanburg Krispy Kreme is where all the pumpkin is at. So go see the Reese family. They've been doing donuts since the 60s. They'll help you with all your fundraising needs, too. You know, again, if you're a church group, a youth group, Hell's Angels, whatever, you're looking to raise money for a noble cause, Krispy Kreme will be glad to help you. And what better way to raise money than through Krispy Kreme donuts? Call the Reese family today in Anderson Spartanburg. They'll be glad to help you. But go stuff your faces with those pumpkin spice donuts before they're gone. They're a limited time only. Clemson Dad, you're first up when we get back. Come on in and see us. It's Road Rage at Twin Peaks.
Hey, Clemson fans, join Mickey Plyler live at Chick-fil-A of Clemson on Tiger Boulevard this Friday from 6 until 9. Get your favorite Chick-fil-A breakfast and stop by and listen to Mickey's update analysis of college football at Chick-fil-A on Tiger Boulevard in Clemson.
The Clemson Tigers Network. The 2018 football season is underway, and the Clemson Tigers hit the road this week. Jimbo Fisher's worst nightmare is traveling to Kyle Field to take on the Texas A&M Aggies. The first road game of the season is this Saturday, and you'll be there for every minute with the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch all the action, starting with the Tiger pregame show right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Fort Knox Climate Storage of SC, now offering online rentals. No need to visit the office. Fort Knox makes storage easy, offering 24/7 digital video monitoring, fenced property, security lighting, and climate control. Located across from the Michelin plant in Sandy Springs, their plans offer options to fit every need and budget. Military discounts available. Rent your unit online today at FortKnoxClimateStorage.com or call 502-0099. Fort Knox Storage, where top-notch security is the standard.
With over 8,000 certified pre-owned vehicles in their network, Henrik Honda Easley is ready to help you buy your next vehicle that will exceed your expectations. All their vehicles come with a warranty and your first maintenance included, and they even review repair orders with you to show they truly stand behind their product. Henrik Honda Easley wants you and your family to have a safe, reliable vehicle that you tell all your friends about. Check out their inventory at HenrikHondaSC.com. Again, that's HenrikHondaSC.com.
The kick is up, and it's good.
score big during August at the Pendleton Tire Company. Purchase four of the all-new Yokohama Avidesen GT tires and get a $70 rebate by mail. The Yokohama Avidesen GT is designed for shorter wet braking while still giving you a quiet, comfortable ride. Go see Joey Wellborn or Zach Garrison for complete details. Call them today at 646-3694 or check them out at PendletonTire.com.
Be the hottest tiger at your tailgate party when you go by Urban Nirvana. The best stylists, the best products make you look your best with ease. And guys, with all your honey buddy does, kids, school, work, why not surprise her with an Urban Nirvana gift certificate? It's so simple. Log on to UrbanNirvana.com, make your purchase, and print your gift certificate from your computer. So easy and so worth it. Look and feel like a tiger with Urban Nirvana. At MacBee Station and the shops at Green Ridge. Online at UrbanNirvana.com.
Hey, sports fans, football season is here, and it's time to get in on the action. MyBookie is the industry-leading sports action website that offers real Vegas odds on football, baseball, and all your favorite sporting events. You can take side, the total, or player props. MyBookie lets you play online and win big. Did the game kick off already? Don't sweat it. MyBookie has in-game live action on all major sporting events. Go to MyBookie to open an account and start winning. Use promo code CHAMPION when you sign up to be entered into their $1 million prize pool. Get into the action and visit MyBookie today. Call 844-866-2387. MyBookie. Call 844-866-2387. Or visit MyBookie and sign up today. No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only. Void where prohibited.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-506-2734. 800-506-2734. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-506-2734.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
I'm not going to lie. I'm impressed.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Welcome to the Red Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar, live from Twin Peaks. Come on out and see us this afternoon and this evening. I know, John, you missed this, but you didn't see what Trevor Story did. He hit a home run. He hit a 459-footer early in the game. And then he came back and hit a 505-foot home run.
Jeez.
This guy's a shortstop, people. He hit a shortstop, hit a 505-foot home run. That's the longest measured by StatCast since the technology debuted in 2015. And then, just for the fun of it, he came back in the sixth inning and hit another home run.
Feel bad for the team that's going up against Colorado in the playoffs. Yeah, they're playing some great baseball.
They are. And and who had them winning the wild card before the year, John? Oh, that's right. I may hit 8 out of the 10. I may hit
really?
8 out of the 10. I had Oakland as my wild card team, as one of the two wild card teams in the AL. I have the entire AL right. That's over. 5 for 5, exact order. I had the Red Sox win the division, Yankees finishing second in a wild card, and in the West, I had Houston winning, and I had Oakland taking the other wild card. So, and everybody at Cleveland. So, because that whole division sucks, you know, other than Cleveland.
Right.
So I'm 5 for 5 there. Now, in the NL West, I had the Dodgers win the division and Colorado taking a wild card. That looks like that's possible. I had the Cubs win the Central. That's right. It's only the East.
The East they had completely wrong. But look,
in your defense, everyone had the Nationals.
Everyone had Washington, right?
That was probably the easiest one to pick going into the season.
Not everyone had the Mets. The Mets.
Jacob DeGrom and his untalented friends.
Yes, I had the DeGromites went in the other wild card. That is not going to happen. What about this Ohtani thing? What do you think about that?
I think he is a very interesting talent. I haven't been able to see a ton of it due to where he is and where I live.
Well, he's going to have Tommy John surgery.
Oh, I didn't see he was having the Tommy John surgery.
Which look, I'm not there. All I know is this looks really bad. I mean, it looks really bad because he was shut down earlier in the year. There was a debate about this. Then they brought him back. And now, ultimately, he winds up having to get the surgery. And for a guy who's your franchise, a big part of your franchise's future, this looks like, it looks like you were careless. Mm-hmm. I hate the phraseology, the optics of it looks bad. I hate that word, hate that term. And if I ever use it again, Ramona, feel free to poke me in the eyes. But it doesn't look good. I mean, I don't know everything about that situation. I'm not going to claim to. I just know on the surface, from an appearance standpoint, it does not look good. All right, before we get going here, let me tell you about Tom's Barbecue. Brock and Beth bought Tom's from the original owner. They stay true to all the original recipes. They add some things that are uniquely their own, like the mac and cheese, which they make from scratch, which is insanely good. I mean, insanely good. And then, of course, catering, tailgating, parties. You want to be the hit of your tailgate? Call ahead. Call by Thursday. Let Tom's hook you up. They'll make you the star of any tailgate event. They just redid the store in the storefront. They're the home of the Cheerwine National Champion Sauce. John, have you had that sauce?
I have not.
You need to have this sauce. I mean, how good does that sauce sound?
That sounds incredible.
It tastes even better than it sounds. They smoke their wings, have it down to an absolute science, smoke them for 2 hours, fry them for 60 seconds, toss them in any of the 8 sauces. Fresh sides and desserts open Monday to Saturday, 10:30. They cater anytime. Corner Garlington and Woodruff, right behind Lowe's. 864-288-2652. 864-288-2652. Tell them I sent you. It's the way this deal works. Let me get back to Northland Communication Phone Lines. Clemson Dad.
Deb Tula, how are you?
How you doing, Clemson Dad? I appreciate you hanging in there.
That's no problem. John kind of stole my thunder earlier when he's talking about the Steelers. I was going to bring up Le'Veon Bell, but, it's been hard for me to kind of come to terms with it. But I agree with you. You can't pay him that kind of money, It might be time to move on, even though it's kind of, not what I hoped for, but that's what it is. And then I saw this article just a few minutes ago on CBS. He was kind of, his reaction on the internet was, whoa, he seemed surprised by the reaction by his teammates. Why would you be surprised?
Yeah, exactly, because his teammates are relying on him. They have team goals and aspirations, and he's a part of that. And so what he's fundamentally doing now is he's letting them down.
Sure. And, they're making a lot less money than he is already.
Right.
But, yeah, I totally agree. It's time to let him go, cut strings. I think we talked just quickly yesterday. I only got in for a couple minutes. You were signing off, but
yeah.
Are you with Atlanta tonight?
I am. That's the side I would be on. I think Philly has a championship malaise, and they look like they're sort of stuck right now. Now, look, they may come out and show the world tonight that they're still the best team because they still have great talent. And there's that element. But Atlanta matched up really well last year. They played a game that they could have well have won against Philadelphia, and I think that's the carryover effect. I think that's why this line has shifted as it has, and my belief right now is that Atlanta will win.
Yeah, that's
kind of
the way I'm leaning, too. Philly's missing some players as well.
Yep.
I know you said you're going to get to this, and you haven't yet, but I'll ask you about it and just give you a little quote I saw on the internet talking about Saban with his interview with Maria and how I thought he was a jerk. Does his apology the next day carry any weight or not?
I don't think so. I mean, you know, look, the sad part of a lot of these apologies is they're dictated by response. They're not real and genuine. I guess if I believe that Nick Saban was a genuine guy, then I'd be more inclined to believe his apology. But since I think he's the most disingenuous guy on earth, number one, his apologies just ring hollow to me. I mean, but that's up to everybody to decide on their own. I just think the guy's full of crap. That's what I think.
Yeah, well, he was interviewed yesterday about, I don't know, lunchtime or something like that, and they asked him about offensive line versus Louisville, defensive line versus Louisville, et cetera. Then they asked him about on his wife's reaction to the Maria Taylor incident. He's like, quote, "Miss Terry always tries to be supportive, but she makes no bones about correcting me if she thinks I need to be corrected. And I think we'll leave it at that," end quote. Mm. So it kind of tells me that his wife said, "You need to go out there and say you're sorry."
Yeah, well, and that might be. I mean, look, I think he was, I think people perceive that as a type of bullying almost. And you know, the funny thing is, had, you know, we all sort of strive for equality in all this, but I still sort of think that had that been a man, I'm not sure that Saban would have ever wound up apologizing. I think part of it was, again, the appearance of how it looked to just a polite, nice woman who was doing her job. And she didn't ask anything that was outlandish, anything that was out of line. Nope. And he was rude to her. There's still a part of this society, as much as it's changed, that still doesn't want a man being rude to a woman. And I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, me too. Absolutely. I know you had some Tiger tweets today about going low. He did shoot 800 for the day. So is he going to shoot even or better tomorrow, or is that
probably
just a one-day thing?
Yeah, probably. I don't even think about that because I know the guy can't play four straight good rounds. I know he's not capable of it. You know, that's what age does. So is he going to have these outlier rounds occasionally where he shoots an 8-under or something? Yeah, he is. But is he going to be able to do it four straight days? No. No.
We'll see. He's got his chance, right?
No. No, actually,
I mean,
he doesn't.
Tomorrow's
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. No chance. Huh? Same as it's been for 10 years.
All right, I'll leave you with this, man. I don't know what your thoughts are. I was sad to hear about the Bandit passing away today, Burt Reynolds.
Yep.
I know it's not football related, but he did play for Florida State.
Yeah, mentioned that earlier. Yep, you're 100% right.
I didn't hear that part. I must have not been in the truck.
All good, Clemson. All right, Dad. Appreciate the call as always. Thank you. Hey, Ramona.
Yes.
You have the Nick Saban exchange with Maria Taylor.
Yes.
Why don't we do this? That exchange is like 30 seconds, right?
Yes.
All right, why don't you play that exchange, and we'll probably play it again on the other side.
Okay.
What answers did you have about your quarterbacks after watching both of them play tonight?
Well, I still like both guys. I think both guys are good players. I think both guys can help our team. All right, so why do you continually try to get me to say something that doesn't respect one of them? I'm not going to, so quit asking.
I hear you. Over 500 yards of total offense. What did you see from the entire unit then?
Well, I thought when we executed and did what we were supposed to do, we played pretty well.
You know, the first thing about that jumps out to me, and even before Saban's obvious rudeness, the first thing that jumps out to me is Maria Taylor's remarkable composure.
Oh, yeah.
She, Right. I mean, she didn't miss a beat. She didn't throw her off. She didn't miss a beat. She didn't try and strike back. She was the consummate, ultimate professional. Everything the A-clown that Saban is was.
Made him look worse.
Worse. Exactly right.
Yes.
Exactly
That's
right.
That's what you should do when somebody acts like that.
Yeah.
Just let him act like that. It'll come back on him.
Her response, or lack thereof, without question, made him look worse. I mean, it was almost remarkable the way she handled it. And she is to be applauded for her effort and for, you know, again, she asked a reasonable question that's on everyone's mind. And the guy responsible for all of this is Nick Saban himself. And I'll explain that on the other side. And just really how bad a situation this is and what a disingenuous phony this guy is once again. Before we get a break, let me tell you about Simmons Mattress Outlet, World of Sleep, in the old Walmart building in Seneca. 13,000 mattresses from which to choose. Listen, the Clemson football program did a sleep study, determined that if you lose 40 minutes of sleep a night, your athletic performance across the board suffers. What do you think's happening to you when you lose 2-3 hours? What's happening to your work productivity? What's happening to your civility? I'll tell you what's happening. It's all going out the window. It's all in decline. None of it is good. Stop letting it happen to you. Look, how many people have written us and called us about Simmons, now greatest? Guy Rose the other day said he saved $1,700. Listen, sleep has never been more affordable or more attainable. Get to the Simmons Mattress Outlet World of Sleep in the old Walmart building in Seneca today. I promise you will thank me later. It's the Simmons Mattress Outlet World of Sleep in the old Walmart building. We're live at Twin Peaks. Come on out and see us. We'll be here all evening. Come for the show. There's still an hour left in the show. And stay for the after party. We'll have a big group coming in. Come hang out with us. We'll be back.
Broadcasting from the Priority One Security Studios, where sports is our priority. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Having one of those days when nothing seems to go your way? It's never too late to restart your day at Bojangles with our delicious breakfast biscuits served for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Restart your day with 2 country ham biscuits for $3. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over.